This is Cynthia Nix interviewing Lester Wilson at his home on March 17, 1996. The subject of the interview is life in a mill village and working in the mill associated with it. Mr. Wilson, could you tell me your birthday?
November 24, 1936.
And where were you born?
Rome, Georgia.
What were your parents' names?
William R. Wilson and Mary Wilson.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
And what's your wife's name?
Nancy.
Could you tell me a little bit about your educational background, where you went to school, what degrees you hold?
I attended grades 1 through 12 at Model School in Shannon, Georgia, and later attended Northeast Junior College in Rainsville, Alabama, Gadsden State Junior College in Gadsden, Alabama, and Florence State University, Florence, Alabama, which is later has been changed to University of North Alabama. From there, I went to University of Alabama Graduate School of Business.
Could you tell me what types of jobs you've held over the years?
I've done various things. So I worked in a rayon plant in Rome, Georgia. Worked in the automobile business, in the real estate business, and accounting.
From discussions we've had earlier, I understand you have a little knowledge of the concept of mill villages.
Yes, I do. Within 12, 15 miles of my home in Rome, Georgia, there were 4 mill villages. I think 3 of them were probably cotton mills that had villages with them, and the other was one I'm more familiar with is the rayon plant in Rome, Georgia. That when it was built by the Chatillion Corporation, and it was called the QB's Rome plant, and it manufactured rayon and acetate.
When was this plant built?
The plant was built in 1928 and 29.
Is this during the Depression or close to the Depression?
It was about in that era.
And you said it was built by whom?
It was built by the Chatillion Corporation, which was actually owned by an Italian firm. And this Italian firm's founder had, I think he had discovered, invented a new process to manufacture synthetic fiber that was similar to the silk.
They manufactured rayon and acetate here, you said? Was that new for the area, the manufacturing of the synthetic goods? You said it was a relatively new concept.
It was a new thing for the area, and it was new for the United States. It's one of the first rayon plants built in the United States.
What did they use the rayon for? Now we see rayon mostly in clothing, but you had some interesting uses for it in the earlier years.
Well, it was used in the manufacture of automobile tires, and during the Second World War, most of the rayon was used to manufacture goods for the military. Mostly, it was used for manufacture of parachutes.
Could you explain the manufacturing process of rayon for me? The steps involved?
Well, the rayon it starts with a wood pulp, which is mixed with several chemicals and different products that liquefies the wood pulp and turns it into a product similar to syrup. that syrup is then processed through acid, and it becomes a synthetic fiber, which is rayon. And that fiber is spun through the acid onto the spinning machines, and it comes out as fabric, or comes out as yarn, which is then woven in and made into fabric.
You said that this particular rayon plant opened in the late 20s, early 30s. Do you know when it closed, or if it closed?
The plant, the rayon production, which I was working at the plant when the rayon production was halted, and that was in 1967. Now, the acetate, they continued to operate the acetate portion of the plant until 1977, I believe it was.
You said that there was a mill village adjacent to this plant. Could you describe that for me, a general overview?
Yes, the mill village was built at the same time the plant was built. It consisted of about 400 houses, and it was designed along with the plant and built at the same time, and it was designed to attract a good workforce, which it did. Folks came from everywhere to work at the rayon plant, and they called it silk mill at the time because the yarn looked so much like silk.
Do you think that the village was well planned, well engineered? Did it have the physical attributes and the necessary utility attributes that keep a community running smoothly?
Oh, it was well designed from the very beginning. The streets were laid out, and it was not a typical straight line subdivision. The streets had curves, and everything was not at a 90 degree angle. It was built to be attractive as well as useful.
Could you describe the houses for me, the actual living, the dwellings?
The houses were, some of them were two-room houses, some were, when I say two-room, I mean living room and bedroom and kitchen, which really makes three. They were, some of the houses were duplex, designed primarily for single employees, and some of the houses had as many as six rooms. Now, this was in the worker section of the mill village. Also, the company built, at the same time, they built one street had houses on it that were much larger than the mill houses, the mill village houses. And most of them were two-story houses. And they were designed for the administrators at the plant, company plant manager, the company doctor, the school principal, and the different department superintendents lived in those houses. And they were a little above the level of the normal plant worker's house.
Could you describe the design of the houses? What were they built from? Were the yards landscaped, or was it barren?
The houses were all brick. All of them were brick. And they were solid brick construction. They were not brick veneer. The yards were well landscaped, trees set out, shrubs, grass was sown. All the streets had curb and gutter. And a few years after the mill village was built, all the streets were paved in in the village.
Did the company provide maintenance on the houses, or was that the responsibility of the laborers that lived there?
The company had maintenance people employed that did all maintenance work on the houses. And I've been told by some of the folks that they furnished the light bulbs for the house.
Were there schools and churches set up by the company, or were those set up within the community by the workers? Or?
The company built a school that had grades 1 through 9. Excuse me. They built a church, and the Methodists and the Baptists alternated Sundays using the church. One week you'd have Methodist service, next week Baptist. The company provided a home for the preachers, paid their salaries. The company provided a home for the school teachers, paid their salaries.
Were there stores in the village? Grocery stores, drug stores, that type of thing?
Yes, there was a complex right across the street from the plant, in fact. It had a grocery store, dry goods store, drug store. I think they had a dry cleaners.
There was
a service station there, too. It was company operated, company owned.
So the company was in control of not only the schools and the churches, but of the stores and the local businesses, too, within the village itself?
Yes, the company had an arrangement with the store operators that the employees of the company could buy from the stores and have the bill deducted from their paycheck in the next week. I think the company in some cases issued what they call due lots, that they could spend, the employee could spend at the company stores. And it brings to mind the old song, about 16 tons, about owing your soul to the company store. They literally, a lot of the employees owed their soul to the company store.
I remember that song. What about medical care, health care? Was there health care provided by the company?
The company employed a medical doctor. They furnished him a home to live in. There was an infirmary where he treated the patients, treated the employees and their families. And he also made house calls if needed.
You won't find that these days, will you?
No.
What about was there the police force, was there a fire department? Was that all separate and part of the Mill Village? Or did the police force and fire department of Rome handle the Mill Village also?
No, the company had its own police force. And they had their fire brigade. They called it fire brigade. There were over 100 volunteer members of the fire brigade. But the company paid the expenses of they paid the salaries of all the policemen and furnished the vehicles.
Did the policemen also live in the village? Do you know if they were all community residents? Or
I'm not sure about that. I think they probably did, though.